Do you use the Missalet at church on Sunday when you go to Mass? Missalet, for those who are not Catholic, is the it's the readings and the prayers and the Mass information for that month. And so, I mean, you could bring your Bible with you to Mass. Very few Catholics do that. And one reason is because it's all there in the Missalet. You can follow along. You can read the readings, the prayers, everything that's there. I tend not to use the Missalet. I tend to just do everything by memory. I mean, if you go to Mass often enough, those parts of the Mass you can master very quickly. And the Missal, of course, is the name of the big book on the altar that the priest is using, also known as a sacramentary. But it contains all the prayers for the Mass, etc. I saw this on Twitter, and I thought I might bring it to your attention because I have a few thoughts on it. I'm curious if you have any. This is, Catholic friends, I have a dilemma and a question. Today at Mass, a gentleman sitting alone was using his phone as his missal. This was quite distracting, so I went and got him a missal book, opened it to the date of that Mass, quietly tapped him on the shoulder and said, "You can use this to help you follow along." He said, "I have my phone, thanks." To which I replied, "It's just quite distracting." "To whom?" "To me." "Well, then move," he finished in a matter-of-fact kind of way. That was it. We both made a point of saying, "Peace be with you," when the time came. And by all accounts, he was a regular. I've just never sat behind him, I guess. Anyway, my question is, was I out of bounds for asking him to use a missal booklet instead of his phone? So you can picture the scenario. And I don't know if you have an opinion on this. I'll give you mine. Because for one thing, more and more now, people, and these were some of the things that were brought up in the comments, but my initial reaction when I read this and didn't have a chance to look at the comments, I thought, well, like it or not, we live in an era now where more and more people are using their phones rather than lugging books or things like that. As a side example, I read all the time. I love to read. It's one of my favorite pastimes. So I don't want to lug a book everywhere I go, although usually I do have a book under my arm at some point, but I have the Kindle Reader on my phone and I read on the Kindle Reader. I find that when I have odd moments of downtime, when I don't have to be doing anything or I'm waiting in line at the grocery store or something, I can read. So for me, that's my little quirk. I do that, but I don't use the phone at Mass. I don't use it as a missal. There are a number of excellent products out there that you could put on your phone and follow along at Mass that way. So, like it or not, my first thought is we've entered a time now technologically where that has become very common. And as a result, some people, maybe because they can pinch the screen and zoom out and make the text larger, maybe it's easier for them to read. Maybe it's because they I don't know, maybe they take notes or something. I'm not really sure. But I do know there are people who use phones at Mass and they're not checking Twitter. They're not answering email. They're not doing what everyone else is normally doing on their phones, and that is doing other stuff. The person has the missal electronically on the phone and is using it that way. So that's the first thought that came to my mind, is that we're now at a point where this is not uncommon. I've even known priests and maybe a bishop here or there who will use the iPad or their phone to pray their breviary. So the liturgy of the hours that the priest prays. So if the priest says, "Well, I haven't finished my prayers," that might be what he's referring to, because I've known priests who now keep all of that on their iPhone. I even one time saw a priest celebrate Mass without the sacramentary, without the book that he would normally use. And we talked about it, and he says, "Well, I mean, everything's here. I have an electronic version of the sacramentary. And so all the prayers, everything is here." So back to this question that the person asked, you know, was I out of bounds by tapping this guy on the shoulder and telling him, "You can follow along in this"? I think you were out of bounds for this reason. First of all, it's really none of your business. And now that you know that he was using it to follow along with the Mass, all the more so. You know, if you put yourself in his situation, let's say you're the one and you're following along at Mass, and even before Mass has begun, you're praying and you're preparing for Mass, and some shall I say it, busybody, taps you on the shoulder and hands you a missile open to the page and says, you should use this. That's not good. It's not good. So that was my take on that. I mean, ideally, if you're using the book, I suppose that's going to be more in keeping with tradition, small T tradition, not capital T tradition. But I think we've entered a time now where more and more we're going to see this kind of thing. So I wouldn't let it bother you. And
we
I think
have the technology.
I think his rejoinder to the gentleman who said, you know, can you read the book instead of your phone? And he says, it's distracting to me. And his answer was, well, move then. And that's a bit brusque, but I would agree with that. Just move. If seeing me is causing you such anxiety because I'm following the mass on my phone, then just move. Move to a different spot. That seems like the easiest, best way to handle it. A bunch of you have strong opinions. Here's another one. This is from Tim. It says, during COVID, I started using the Relevant Radio app to read prayers before and after Mass. There are great prayers on the app, such as the St. Ambrose prayer before Mass and the Anima Christi and Padre Pio prayers after Mass. My son has special needs, and the app helps him to read these prayers before and after Mass. No one ever asked me to put down my phone. I enjoy your show. Well, that's kind of you, Tim, and I'm glad to hear that nobody bothered you about it. A couple of people said during COVID, missalettes were taken out, so use the phone to follow along. That's a valid reason. And I've seen people who, when they want to do the readings and follow along, if they need to zoom out on the screen. Sarah, do you ever do that when you're holding a piece of paper that's got a picture on it, and just instinctively, without thinking about it, you try to zoom out on a piece of paper? Have you ever done that? I've done that.
No, but I've seen little kids do it, like 3- and 4-year-olds with a magazine.
Yeah. Are you saying I'm childlike?
I'm not saying that. You're making some connections.
Am I? Okay. I've done it. I just try to zoom and I think, oh, wait a minute, this is a newspaper. I can't.
If anyone has that on video, please send it to patrick@relevantradio.com. I want to see this.
If it's there, I'll send it to you. Most of the people are saying this is benign. It's not a big deal. So we also have a note that came in from Marie listening in Rhode Island. She says, I do use the missalette during Mass. The priest prayers are praise beautiful prayers throughout the Mass that are different every day. And seeing these in print helps me to appreciate these prayers and participate by praying along with him in my mind. When I go to daily Mass at a different church on my lunch hour, I frequently use my cell phone to follow along and to recite the entrance and communion antiphons. The missals that are used at this church are large, hardbound books. Not easy for me to navigate smoothly because different parts of the Mass are in different sections of the missal. That's true. I find using those missals distracting, so I use my phone. I do try to be unobtrusive about this because I don't want to distract anyone, but it is very important to me to fully participate in the Mass. I think that's great. Whatever works well for you to participate as well as possible in the Mass, I think is a good thing. If it is a distraction to other people, somebody suggested that maybe the people who are going to use the phones, they could sit in the back of the church. But that has odd connotations, doesn't it? The back of the bus, you got to sit back there. So that's an odd connotation that I don't think is going to be helpful in this context. But as a practical matter, if you're going to be using your phone to follow along at Mass. Now, if you're using your phone to do other things other than Mass, then turn your phone off and put it away. But if you're legitimately using it to follow at Mass, read the readings, what have you, try to do it. My advice would be try to do it in an unobtrusive way. This last one comes in from Jan. She's listening in San Diego. As a bit of a germaphobe, I like to have a personal missal, and therefore I subscribe to a prayer and worship guide published, and I'm not familiar with the group. It covers 5 or 6 weeks of Sunday readings, references the daily readings, includes the order of the Mass. It's a great tool that allows me to easily access the readings prior to Mass at home. It's also easy to carry in and out of the church. Okay, well, there's another example. Someone is a germaphobe. That could be, you know, I mean, you're not going to get a disease from picking up the missalette in the pew. You're just not. So I realize this, for some people it's uncomfortable. Fair enough. But that can be another reason right there. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.